Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Impending Strike by Sammy A. Abrams. Elite Guardian knows that there is no future with the woman he loves, fellow Guardian Lizzie Tremaine. And he gets it. As a single mom, Lizzie has to protect her daughter. But more than anything, he wants the chance to prove himself. Then the unthinkable happens. While working undercover, Charlie is seriously injured, and his memory of the past 4 years is lost. Could it be the fresh start that he didn't realize he longed for? Despite a friendship that's turned flirtatious at times, Lizzie has held Charlie at arm's length. She's lost all the men she's ever loved and is unwilling to risk her heart again. Still, she's glad to keep an eye on him as his bodyguard, and while she's at it, help him put the pieces of his past together, including discovering who attacked him and why. But Charlie seems to have forgotten their agreed-upon professional distance, and suddenly, all the rules are off the table. She's seeing a side of Charlie she could possibly let into her heart. Problem is, the closer he gets to uncovering his memories, the closer he gets to trouble. It's her heart or his life. What will protecting Charlie cost her?
Hi, and welcome to this episode of The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hemmerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. Today, we're talking with Sammy Abrams and her new release, Romantic Suspense, Impending Strike. So welcome to my show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So now, if listeners, if you're looking at this on my website, you'll see that Impending Strike has another author's name on the cover. So mm-hmm. Lynette Eason, who is delightful, and she's been on my show several times. Sammy, do you want to tell us what's up with that? I mean, we love Lynette.
I love Lynette. Yeah. Lynette Eason partnered with, or I should say, Susie May Warren with Sunrise Publishing, have invited lead authors to come in, and Lynette said yes. And we are using Lynette's story, World of the Elite Guardians, her original four, and the main characters of that you will see throughout all three books in this series. But Lynette is my mentor for this. We collaborate as far as brainstorming and things like that. It's not in the writing per se, but she does help me. If I run into a problem, she helps me out of that problem. She gives me ideas. She's also the one who's editing the storyline to make sure it is a Lynette style book. So yeah. Hopefully if you read Impending Strike, you will hear not Lynette's voice, but you can see that same style mm-hmm. coming through.
Yeah. And was that, how did you feel? Because I know you've written other books that for Love Inspires Suspense, for example. So how did that, as a writer, how did you like that process working with Lynette?
There are pros and cons. I love working with Lynette. Yeah. Even on other, just like, help. What am I doing? Help. You know, it's like, help me fix this. I loved it. There are pros and cons because you do have to give a little bit up of, you know, your own stuff. But there's something about Lynette's story worlds and styles that I read them all the time. So I'm very familiar with them. Okay. So it wasn't hard to try to match that. You do get your, you know, it's like, I have my own unique voice. So you're mm-hmm. not going to hear Lynette's voice in it,
right?
But it will hopefully feel like a Lynette style book. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And so it was a little different, but I really did enjoy working with Lynette, and, I think we had a great time as a team with, you know, all three of the Elite Guardian Collection books. So,
yeah, that's really cool. Now, is yours the first one out in the series, or where does it come in the fall in the series?
It is actually the second. Driving Force is the first. Kate Angelo wrote that one. And she's going to kill me.
Trick question.
I'll come up with it. Okay. It's by Kelly Underwood. I'm like, what is it?
yeah, it's okay. We'll come back to that. All right. So what are you working on now then?
What I'm working on right now is actually my novella of the Sunrise novella that comes out. It's still Lynette Eason's story world of the Elite Guardians. But we are taking our characters that we're doing now, and we're doing a Christmas novella for 2023.
Okay.
And so it'll be an anthology with the three novellas from the three draft authors.
Oh,
with
nice.
Lynette mentoring with that one as well.
Right. Well, that's fun. You know, it's always fascinating to me, Sammy, how, you know, different people work with other authors, you know, with mentors and or just with critique partners or with other, you know, just the way that we can just use each other to become better writers. I guess use is probably not quite the right word, but you know what I mean? I'm using you to be a better writer.
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, just that, not so much like collaboration, but there's some of that, I think, brainstorming that, you know, I do with my critique group. You know, sometimes I'm stuck and I'm like, hey, we're a wide variety of published authors and different genres, which I love. We just work well together. They help me be a better writer. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we don't have that, you know, it can be really hard.
Yes. And our group, our Elite Guardians group, which is Lynette and Kate and Kelly and I, and Kelly's is Defending Honor. Got to shout
that one out. All right, everyone.
I was like, all of a sudden, no, that's not it. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Oh, okay. So anyway, the four of us, Lynette and Kate, Kelly and I, we have hit it off. In fact, Kate, Kelly and I, we talk all the time. We're just kind of our own little family now. And then spread it out to the Sunrise family with all the seasons. We have messages going back and forth on Discord all the time. We're chatting constantly. So Sunrise is a huge family when it comes to that. And that has been really nice.
Yeah. I can see that would be, you know, both encouraging and help you, you know, along with your writing career, because, I mean, when was you're a fairly new writer.
Yes. Buried Cold Case Secrets came out December 28th, just this last year.
Yeah.
And then Impending Strike is June 28th. And then I have Twin Murder Mix-Up coming out August 23rd. So.
All right. Yeah. Got some, and you have any other more books under contract at this time?
I do. I have, let me think, three more love-inspired suspense books. And then I have the Elite Guardian novella. And then we are taking the Elite Guardians to Savannah, Georgia. So it'll be Elite Guardian Agency in Savannah, Georgia. So that one will come out in 2024.
Wow. Busy lady. So, do you still have a date? I mean, do you still have a day job? That sounds really bad. Sorry.
I know what you mean.
Do you work? I mean, do you work besides writing?
Yes. I am actually a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I spend my day with the little people and then come home and sit down and try to get focused on the writing and get some words in. So that's my day.
Talk to yourself like you talk to your kids. Stop it.
Don't do that.
Squirrel, no.
Focus. I need you to focus.
Oh, I love it. That's hilarious. Yeah, I think you could probably really just have a whole list of things to say to yourself when you're getting off track.
Sit down.
Yeah, sit down. Don't get up till you're finished.
That's right.
No snack for you. No more recess.
You have to wait till recess. If you want recess, you have to get your work done.
Oh, that's hilarious. That must be a really fun job, though. I mean, probably a good balance for the writing, I would think.
Yeah. Well, suspense can be heavy. I mean, sometimes it tends to be dark. And so sometimes you just got to walk away and go, ooh, I need something on the lighter side.
Yeah. And then your kindergartners provide that. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's now I'm going to have to write some things, but I would say to a kindergartner and put it on my mind. I see you can have a whole meme thing. What, you know, if your critic was a kindergartner or something.
That would be really like, funny. Oh, y'all are a hot mess over there. Just stop.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So when do you find time to write then? Do you do it in the evenings after, or you get up early and your lunch break, I'm trying to scribble while like
No, that would do it. So that's not gonna work. Yeah. I get home usually at about 2:30, 2:35, because I have a little earlier day, and I try to be in my seat by either 3:15, and then I'll go to about 6:30 if my brain can handle it.
Yeah.
If it hasn't been too long of a day.
So. Yes. Yeah. And we all know days are not always measured by hours.
No. And being empty nesters, I have my weekends too. So I spend some time on the weekends as well.
So. Yeah. I'm like, I still have teenagers in the house. So
that's a whole nother ball game.
It is. I mean, they're delightful, but they're just hanging around. I mean, they're still in school, but you know.
Yeah. See, I started out teaching at the high school.
Okay.
So I went from teaching science at the high school to teaching kindergarten. Go figure. Well,
that's kind of science. Yeah, there's a lot of science experiments with kindergartners.
Well, the mentality is not a whole lot of different. A whole lot different. You know, it's just the body size.
Yeah. Yeah. The surliness sometimes. Yeah.
Sorry, teens.
Yeah. Well, it's that is so true. It's often the bigger ones that you're like, really, this is how you're going to act. Well, Sammy, we could keep talking, but I think we're out of time. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that our readers should know about Impending Strike before we close tonight?
For those that have read Lynette Eason's Elite Guardian series, my two main characters are Lizzie and Charlie, who were her secondary characters, both of them who are bodyguards. And throughout her first series. So it's coming back home to see two of the bodyguards this time instead of just one.
And let me guess, they fall in love.
Maybe. Yeah.
Perhaps. So if you've been wanting Charlie and Lizzie to get together, you need to pick up Sammy's books. Now they are. So eventually, after many adventures along the way.
Many adventures.
Yes. High tension adventures.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. So thank you so much for being on my show, Sammy.
Thank you.
You have been listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hammerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. I've been talking with Sammy Abrams and her newest romantic suspense, Impending Strike. You can hear an excerpt from it right after this.
Now an excerpt from Impending Strike by Sammy A. Abrams. Calm down, Charlie. I'm here. Everything's going to be okay. A sweet voice carved through the hurt and soothed the agony exploding through him. The beeping slowed and the pain eased to some degree. He forced his heavy lids open. The most beautiful angel stood over him. Her dark brown hair with an unusual purple streak flowed over her shoulders. And her brown eyes. They glowed as bright as her halo. The angel brushed the hair from his forehead. There you are. Her smile was one of pure bliss. Charlie tried to lift his hand to touch her face, but his arm refused to cooperate. The shimmering aura around her thickened. He blinked the haze from his vision. Not an angel. A gorgeous woman. Wow. The pain meds must be pretty good if he thought he'd seen an angel. She cupped his cheek. Can I get you anything? He relaxed into her touch and shook his head, instantly regretting the movement. He clamped his eyes closed and begged the contents of his stomach to stay put.
Stay still.
As if he had a choice. The pounding in his head intensified. He shifted to ease the ache in his ribs. Fire shot through his torso, sending the world spinning at an alarming rate.
I said not to move. You never listen, do you? I'll get the nurse to bring you some pain meds.
She was a demanding little thing. But whether he admitted it or not, the lady was right. Minutes later, with meds injected into his IV port, the universe and his stomach settled. He glanced up at her and smiled. At least, he tried. But the desert inhabiting his mouth made it nearly impossible for him to be sure.
Here.
A straw rested on his lips. He sucked in the cool liquid, and the water unstuck his tongue from the roof of his mouth.
Thank you,
he whispered.
No problem.
The brunette set the cup on the tray and plopped into the easy chair beside his bed.
What were you thinking getting yourself hurt? You were supposed to be careful. You promised. I can't believe I missed your phone call.
Charlie struggled to follow the monologue. The last thing he remembered was chasing after the suspect. Then the gun went off, and he collapsed on the ground with a bullet wound in his right thigh. He'd had surgery to repair the damage and was in the hospital recovering. Funny, his leg didn't hurt. Not like a bullet wound. About the only place on his body immune to pain.
And you should have seen Haley and Stephen this morning. Apparently, their honeymoon was amazing, as if we all expected anything less.
The fog continued to lift, but her words didn't click. What had he missed? Charlie scanned the room, searching for anything to grasp onto. Tan walls with a TV opposite him. A huge window to his left and the door to his right. A smaller passage he assumed contained the bathroom. Nothing to give him a clue as to where he was besides in a hospital.
Anyway, Olivia should be back in a minute.
His foster sister's name jerked him from his musing.
Olivia? What's she doing here?
Wonderful. His Christian Bale Batman imitation had nothing on the rasp in his voice.
She's your sister. Where else would she be?
But she...
Charlie, you're awake!
He rolled his head to face the doorway, taking care not to rattle his brains.
Olivia?
Hey, how are you doing?
Been better.
His foster sister chuckled.
I'd say. I haven't seen so many bruises since you were hit by that car when you were 12.
Oh. He'd forgotten that summer. The ache in his chest had never truly disappeared from all those years ago.
Hurts worse this time.
I don't doubt it. Olivia patted his shoulder. She pulled a chair close to him and sat.
I've waylaid Mom and Dad, so you should have peace for a little while. However, Mom will probably make Dad drive straight through from Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
That's where they are in their 2-month-long vacation, traipsing all over the countryside.
Wonderful. Another opportunity to disappoint his parents. Mom would fuss, and Dad would let her. Just what he needed, not...
Liv, I love you, Turkey, but why are you here?
She tilted her head.
Where else would I be? You're my brother.
Her brother? It was true, but she'd never fully acknowledged it before.
Something wasn't right. He strained to put the pieces together. His head hammered in time with his heartbeat. He swallowed hard to force down the bile crawling up his throat. Stop trying to think. Everything will be okay. I'll go update the team and keep them at bay so you can get some rest. She kissed his forehead. I'll be back in a little while. The team? Before he responded, Olivia waltzed out of the room, leaving him with the chatty woman on the other side of his bed. I know you're in pain, but that's no way to treat Olivia. She's finally put the past behind her. Don't you dare hurt her. The spirited little brunette crossed her arms over her chest and glared at him.
Sorry.
You should be. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, Bridget is fine. Her dad has grounded her for a year, but we all know that won't stick. The woman grinned. She had an amazing smile. Anywho, so I went home. A smile that reminded him of Susan. Where was his fiancée anyway? She should be here next to him. The thought of her presence eased a bit of his pain. He'd ask Olivia when she returned. His thoughts took a dark turn. Had Susan been hurt? If so, how? Not by the gunman. So why wasn't she here? He lifted his hand, careful not to aggravate his injuries, and pinched the bridge of his nose. The woman's incessant chatter finally got the best of him.
Stop.
The chatterbox raised a brow. Dark brown eyes stared at him.
Look. I appreciate your concern.
Charlie studied her, praying for clarity, but he drew a blank.
But who are you? And where is Susan?
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammakerfiction.com.